In fact, he's been on deployments 10 times to Iraq and Afghanistan and spent 39 months in combat as an elite infantryman and was made leader of his company's heavy weapons squad. In 2009, a roadside bomb left Rimsburg nearly dead. He was found face down in a canal with shrapnel lodged in his brain. Well, the president used Corey as the capstone of his State of the Union, and Corey received a powerful standing ovation from the whole of Congress and the president's administration. But someone should have told those members of Congress to sit down. I'll tell you why after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. So why was it almost disgraceful that Congress could give Corey Rimsburg a standing ovation at the State of the Union? Well, because as I said before, 10 times Corey was deployed to Iraq and Afghanistan. To Iraq for a war that was based on weapons of mass destruction that did not exist. He served in Afghanistan, where the U.S. has claimed that the war is won and over. And yet we're planning to stay with 10 to 20,000 soldiers for the next 10 years. What Republicans and Democrats chose to do was stand and clap, rather than to do the one thing that truly honors Corey, bringing home men and women from a theater of war where their bodies are being broken, their lives being taken, and for what? While these politicians stand and clap, one quarter of the entire U.S. homeless population are veterans. Or how about the fact that right now, incredibly, for the first time in U.S. history, there are more active duty military members dying as a result of suicide than dying in combat? Are you standing with them, Congress? Mr. President? Actions speak louder than words. If you want to honor the men and women of our military, truly honor them. Don't parade this young man and give him a standing ovation. Bring home all of our troops, men and women. Stop sacrificing their lives in these endless wars. For news that cuts through the left-right paradigm and affects your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Obamacare stories are worse every day. Medical treatment in Thailand can offer Americans some genuine options at fractional prices of U.S. treatment. Nursing homes, elder care, fractions of U.S. prices, and such superior options. The money you save could easily purchase a condo or two. Go to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com, a down and dirty guide on doing it once, doing it right, and on the cheap. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy One and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy One, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Second and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It's Wednesday, October 30th, 2013. It's hump day, middle of the week, starting that long, slow glide down to Palha on Friday and another weekend. Tomorrow, of course, is Halloween, where the children are going to be out getting hooked on those manufactured sweets and GMO candies and everything early in life. Apparently Halloween in some parts of the United States down around Texas is going to be a little bit rough. Major storm has just hit down there. It's going to seriously inconvenience things. All right, we have got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Craig is sitting in our control room, twiddling the dials, watching what's going on, and ready to answer the phone when you call on in. And I want to open the show here with dueling scandals. And what's going on here is we're seeing the corporate media sort of go back and forth, trying to find the scandal that is least damaging to the legitimacy of the entire U.S. government. And they're going to focus on that one, which is why they're all obsessing about Obamacare here right now. And we're seeing Sebelius up there before Congress testifying about all the problems they've been having with the website and basically fielding a lot of softball questions from the Democrats, who seem intent not on fixing the problem, but finding some way to blame the GOP for it. We're getting questions like, you know, things would have been much worse if we'd done what the GOP wanted. Yes, there are problems, but it would have been worse if we'd... And just going on, what would have been the harm to the U.S. economy if we had delayed Obamacare? It's all that GOP. And what's going on here, of course, is that the Democrats were planning on going into next year's midterm elections, holding aloft Obamacare as their flagship platform, their accomplishment. Look what we did. We've got British-style healthcare, which is an absolute flat-out lie, because the British National Health Service is funded from the existing tax revenues. And that's not what Obamacare is doing. Obama is forcing you to go out and pay more money for less healthcare. And they're trying to convince you this is something good. And the Democrats are realizing that they are definitely on the Titanic here, or the Obamic. It's hit the iceberg down by the bow, and it's going down. They're trying to figure out some way they can get to the lifeboats and leave the Republicans on the sinking ship. And it's not going to happen. Now, Rand Paul was out there saying Sebelius is displaying an extraordinary level of incompetence, even by U.S. government standards. Wow, should that lady be in an institution where she's not going to harm herself or others? Probably the entire federal government at this point. I still think they're all juiced up on SSRIs, looking at the quality of decision-making that's been coming out of there. Apparently, somebody pointed out that men, American men, are being forced to buy health insurance policies that include maternity coverage. Sebelius was asked if people who are opposed to abortion may be forced to buy insurance that includes abortion coverage, for which you pay more. And Sebelius said she wasn't really sure. She'd have to look and get back on that one here. Now, the reality is, along with the American people, even the medical establishment itself, not the health insurance companies, they think this is the greatest thing since sliced bread. But doctors themselves are walking away from this completely. They're avoiding Obamacare like it's the new black plague. We've been hearing about doctors who are in small private practices going to a cash-only basis. They won't accept any insurance. And because they're not having to do that insurance discount uplift or pay for all that processing, they're actually going to be able to offer medical care for less money. Now, a poll conducted by the New York State Medical Society finds that 44% of doctors say they are not participating in the health care plan. 33% are saying they're not sure whether they should even become Obamacare providers. And only 23% of those surveyed said they are accepting patients who have come through these new health exchanges. And the overwhelming opinion expressed by these MDs is this whole system is so poorly designed, doctors are afraid to participate because they don't know they're actually going to get paid. And that's a very, very valid concern, because this is not about health care, it is a cash grab. And now, apparently, the White House has issued an order from on high, from the Führer, from the Oval Office. Insurance companies are not allowed to criticize Obamacare anymore. This is like Feinstein, who was out there saying they should have a law that makes it a crime to criticize the NSA. Do these people even remember that we used to have a Bill of Rights in this country? Criticizing the government is an inalienable right that may not be infringed on. It's just amazing the extremes they're going to. You will not criticize this. You will not question that. I mean, wow, we're right into Soviet Union, Nazi Germany, fascist Italy mindset inside the Beltway. And, of course, yet another security hole has been found inside the Obamacare website that will allow outside hackers to access users' accounts with all of that really juicy Social Security banking information. It's wide open. I don't know why they didn't let the NSA handle Obamacare, because they've already got all that information. You just have to click I accept, sign your name, and you're done. Hideous duplication of effort to the tune of $678 million and counting. And there is no way this thing will be running a month from today. They'll declare it running and say if you don't sign up on January 1, the IRS will come after you. That may actually be problematic, by the way. We're going to get into that. Now, a lot of people have been putting up all these videos from Barack Obama over past years saying if you like your current plan, you can keep your plan. Over and over and over again, he kept saying that. If you like your plan, you can keep your plan. Now we know, of course, that health insurance companies are sending out millions and millions of notices saying your plan is no longer Obamacare compliant, and we are canceling it, and you have your choice of any of these new, much more expensive, with higher deductible plans that are Obamacare compliant. And worse, it has now come out that in the early documentation of the Affordable Care Act, it was written in there, most Americans are going to lose their current health care coverage and be forced to buy more expensive coverage. Windfall profits for the health insurance companies, and of course the federal government gets their piece of the action through taxes. They were looking at that $200 billion in expected new tax revenues that they were going to dangle in front of lenders now that they voided the debt ceiling, to try and keep their little Ponzi scheme going. And they knew all along, and Obama knew all along, that every time he got up at that podium and said, you can keep your current plan, he was lying, 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 lying. Remember when they were saying your health insurance costs are going to be lower than your phone bill? Uh-uh. Absolutely not. Everybody's talking about sticker shock. Now, over at NBC, Lisa Myers is the reporter who found in the 2010 Obamacare regulations the language saying somewhere between 40 and 67% of Americans will lose their existing coverage and be forced to buy higher-cost insurance policies. And NBC felt that that revelation was only worth 21 seconds of coverage and then ABC and CBS completely blocked the story. Those corporate TV networks, remember, they get a lot of advertising from health insurance companies. They don't want you to know that you got lied to again, that this whole Obamacare Affordable Care Act is a scam to take more money from you. Should have been called the Unaffordable Care Act, because that's what it's turning out to be. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from strikehardgear.com.
Strike what?
strikehardgear.com.
Set your sights on strikehardgear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
When all this twists and steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Before we go any further, a quick program note. On tomorrow's show, our on-air guest is going to be Seth Shostak, who's the head of the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence program that's out in California. And we're going to have him on to talk about some very serious science and to perhaps clear up some of the misconceptions and dreck that has sort of collected around the whole idea of intelligent life out there in the galaxy. And so that's going to be a lot of fun. We'll find out what's the latest breaking news in that particular program. All righty then, getting back to the news here. I want to go back to a story that we saw last April where a study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association pointed out that hospitals nearly triple their profits when they make surgical errors compared to how much they make when patients don't suffer any harm. Talk about your profit motive there. We've mentioned before, every year in the United States of America, some 400,000 Americans are killed by medical mistakes, by doctors, hospitals, and pharmacies. Far more than die from acts of terror, far more that die from random mass shootings that are always in the news. You're far more likely to be killed by your own doctor than by a terrorist or a mass shooter. They don't want to talk about that. You're supposed to believe the medical establishment cares about you. And now we're finding out they actually make more money when they screw up. There's a financial incentive not to work toward quality, safe care. This is in the Journal of the American Medical Association that had this. So getting back to Obamacare, and we're seeing more and more the phrase sticker shock, where people across the country are being forced to leave their current insurance despite Obama's promises to the contrary, and their new insurance is hideously more expensive, and the deductibles are right through the roof, which means the vast majority of Americans buying these brand new health insurance policies will never actually use them during a given year, absent a major medical calamity. For all the small stuff, you're below the deductible. You pay for that yourself, and you're paying these inflated prices by the caregivers that they have to inflate in order to recover their costs from the insurance companies on their discounted deals. You can see what a screwed up setup it is. I'm a care provider. I put out Band-Aids, and my Band-Aids cost 10 cents. And the insurance company says, well, as part of our insurance deal, you have to charge us only 20% for the Band-Aids. So all of a sudden, I have to start charging $5 for the Band-Aids, so the insurance company will give me the dollar the Band-Aid actually costs me. And if somebody comes in without insurance, they get to pay that $5 price as well. It's all driven by money. And care for the patients is way, way down there. That's why the United States has the most expensive and getting worse medical care on planet Earth, and it's something like 33rd in terms of quality. This is a cash grab, and that's all it ever was. To stimulate the economy by forcing people to spend more money for whatever. Whether it's planned obsolescence or higher priced insurance or mandating you buy this and that and a bunch of other stuff that you don't really need. That's not stimulating the economy. That's flogging the masses for the last few coins in their pockets, and the pockets are getting empty out here. And that is where this policy is failing. You have Wall Street and Washington, D.C. just saying, you got to give us more, got to give us more, got to give us more. And nobody inside Wall Street or Washington, D.C. was thinking about how do we organize the economy for the entire nation to revive manufacturing and agriculture to where ordinary Americans can transform their labor into ample wages and salaries with which to pay these increasing demands. And that's why this nation is headed for a crash. Now, despite this all-encompassing claim that nobody in America will be without health insurance and medical care, the actual numbers are somewhat different. And it's now estimated 31 million Americans will be left out of the system. They'll be caught in the little gaps between what they can get here and what they should get there. It's not well thought out. Now, of course, the Obama administration is wagging the Internal Revenue Service at Americans. And we got this story yesterday, and I wasn't really sure, and I did a little more digging. And apparently, the only way the IRS can enforce the fines is to deduct them from your tax refund if you are due one. But if you are not due a tax refund, which is now the majority of Americans because of the high taxation, the IRS is... they are blocked from coming in and garnishing your wages and your bank accounts. So basically IRS enforcement outside of taking it out of your tax refund, and if you're getting a tax refund, if you have that kind of money, you're probably buying health insurance anyway. So It's just completely missed up here. Now, somebody asks a really good question, and this is over at blogs.hbr.org. Why can't U.S. healthcare costs be cut in half? And it raises this idea that you can go to other countries and have identical and, in fact, even better medical care there for a tiny fraction of the price it costs here in the United States of America. Some hospitals in India are delivering high-quality medical care at between 5 and 10% of U.S. prices. Because medical care in the United States is not about medical care. It's another profit opportunity. They're taking advantage of patients' fear that they might be dying, that they might have something crippling, and they just suck the money out of them. And anybody who's out there saying that the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare is modeled on what you have in Britain with their National Health Service or France's medical care system or anywhere in these European countries, they're absolutely lying. Because in those countries, you pay high taxes, and out of those taxes, you get medical care, educational assistance, good roads, good schools, good hospitals, and so forth. Here in the United States of America, we're paying the same or higher taxes. And then we're expected to go into debt for our higher education and go into debt and spend more money for our health care. Just because it's going through the government doesn't mean it's government-provided health care. It's government-flawed health care. Because all of our tax money is going to the war machine, it's going to prop up Wall Street, it's going to prop up Israel. Government is the most expensive thing you will buy in your life. And you need to ask, are you getting value for your money? And I think the overwhelming answer for most Americans is no. The one percenters think it's a good deal. They pay relatively low taxes. They've got all the little loopholes because of how much money they've got. And government just gives them all kinds of goodies. But for the rest of us, no. The money flows out of our pockets and nothing's coming back in. And even the money that is left in our pocket is being devalued by this continued quantitative easing. Now, I posted a clip from Michael Moore's Sicko talking about the National Health System, National Health Service in Britain. And Canada also has similar setup. And why we can't have something like that. Now, I have sort of a love-hate relationship with Michael Moore. I've loved a lot of what he's done. I've hated a lot of what he did. I loved Canadian bacon. But with Sicko, he was absolutely right. There is something hideously wrong with the American medical system because it is not concerned with the health of the population. It's concerned with making money off of sick people. If everybody in America were healthy, if they were eating well, if they were eating chemical-free foods, if they were keeping themselves alkaline, the medical establishment would go broke. They need you to be chronically ill. And that's why we have a chronically ill society. Back after these commercials.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend your life with Extendo. Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steenblok has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steenblok and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenblok is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Now, getting on to the economy in more general terms here, the Federal Reserve, this is over at Money News, will maintain their aggressive policy stimulus. Aggressive, new word that's coming in here. And basically they're saying that the Federal Reserve will continue cranking out billions and billions of dollars of instantly created money for this bond buying campaign. Now half the money goes to Wall Street, half the money goes to the U.S. government. Now, the problem with this is this bond-buying program does nothing to address the problems with the economy. It's just instantly created money that future generations of Americans are expected to repay, and it's poured all over Washington, D.C. and Wall Street to create the illusion of solvency. That's what's going on here. The federal government is bankrupt, broke, hopelessly in debt. Wall Street collapsed itself with the mortgage-backed security fraud, and the Federal Reserve is just creating money out of thin air and saying, here, put this on your balance sheet so it looks like you're doing okay. Most of that cash is winding up as banker bonuses. We're being told that the Federal Reserve will give all this money to Wall Street banks so the banks can turn around and then loan that same money to us at interest. Sweet deal for the banks. But it's not happening. Americans aren't borrowing. They're trying to get out of debt. nothing is being done to revive U.S. manufacturing. According to the Hackett Group, the policy of tax incentives that encourage large corporations to move their manufacturing offshore increased under the Obama administration and is still very much in place. Nothing is being done to make U.S. agricultural exports more attractive to foreign customers, like banning or at least labeling those products made with GMOs. What happened is that Wall Street and Washington, D.C. got lazy, growing rich off of their piece of the action of all commerce in the United States via the Federal Reserve Act of 1913, and from the rest of the world via Bretton Woods. This nation's financial and political leadership has forgotten how to actually prosper an economy by making or growing products for sale. They don't know how to do it. It's a multi-generational problem. These people grew up in an age where the money just automatically flowed in, because all commerce on planet Earth has to go through the U.S. dollar, and all U.S. dollars enter circulation as a loan at interest from the Federal Reserve System. And that is why today they see their only option is this attitude of a militaristic smash-and-grab approach to solving their problems. Go into Iraq, force them to sell their oil for dollars. Go into Libya, smash their state central bank, destroy the gold in art, force them to sell their oil only for U.S. dollars. That's what's behind all of these wars. It's like a mafia enforcer going over to the local topless bar, and the owner isn't paying his vigorish, or whatever it is they call. And the enforcers go over there and smash up the place. That's exactly how the United States government and Wall Street are behaving right now. They had a sweet little deal through the Federal Reserve Act and Bretton Woods of getting a piece of the action of all commerce on planet Earth, and those who refuse to go along and turn over the piece of the action, the enforcers will show up. That's exactly what's going on here. Barclays is now facing new investigation into currency trading manipulation. Fraud is rampant in the entire system. Now, if you remember this wonderful documentary, Inside Job, they were talking about all the fraud that was on Wall Street. There was a magazine did a survey earlier this year of Wall Street workers, and 25% of them openly admitted routinely engaging in fraud to keep their businesses in business. Many of them said without fraud, Wall Street would have collapsed long ago, which tells us Wall Street, for all intents and purposes, has failed, if they're having to resort to fraud to keep things going. Now, remember we were talking about this deal where J.P. Morgan had made trillions in profits off the mortgage-backed security fraud and had negotiated a settlement with the Department of Justice for $13 billion, which to you and I sounds like a lot of money, but compared to the trillions J.P. Morgan made, it's pocket change. And, of course, Wall Street and their subservient reporters in the financial media were saying, oh, it's robbery, it's punishment, it's anti-capitalism, it's... And they were harumphing and harumphing, despite the fact that J.P. Morgan was getting a sweet deal. I mean, if I were to steal $1 trillion, I'd gladly give $13 billion back to keep the rest. But apparently that wasn't good enough for J.P. Morgan, and now even that deal may fall apart. And by the way, that $13 billion was mostly going to be deducted from J.P. Morgan's taxes, which means the burden of that falls on the American people. Now, apparently J.P. Morgan originally agreed to the deal without including any other provisions regarding any other investigations. And at the last second, J.P. Morgan changed their negotiating posture and said, we will go for this deal and we'll give you the $13 billion as long as all other criminal probes basically stop at this point. And on that point of difference, it looks like the deal may be off. Now, this whole crisis began all the way back in 1999 with what was jokingly referred to as the Citigroup Relief Act. Because when Travelers and Citibank had merged, it was a clear violation of the Glass-Steagall Act. And rather than go back and enforce the law, Congress passed the Frank Dodd bill, which effectively repealed Glass-Steagall, which set off this firestorm of investment banks and depositor banks merging and risking depositor capital on high-risk ventures. Same exact thing that made the depression of the 1930s happen, which was why Glass-Steagall was passed. And now apparently, as we're hearing in Congress, there are bills that are being put forward to try and sort of rein things back in. There's this piece of legislation that is in the House of Representatives that was literally crafted by Citigroup itself. And it's supposed to be, its overt purpose is to rein in the derivatives problem. And as edited and finalized in Congress, it does exactly the opposite thing. It leaves the gates wide open for Citigroup and the rest of Wall Street to continue to play these derivatives game. And right now, the total global derivatives exposure is estimated as something over $250 billion, more than the planet is actually worth. Wall Street has sold $90 trillion in derivatives against Europe's debt. And because derivatives are unregulated, Wall Street does not have the cash reserves to make good on any of those derivatives. That's why you've got the Federal Reserve, in addition to its bond buying program, they're printing up and sending massive amounts of money to Europe to keep their banks looking like they're solvent. It's all being held up with illusion and fraud. Remember those strange stories of these gold bearer bonds showing up in Europe and, oh, we're going to just confiscate them and put them in our banks. They're just covertly transferring wealth around the globe, trying to keep everything looking like it's solvent. But they cannot hold off the crash for a very simple fundamental reason. Private central banks issuing the currency as a loan at interest by design always create debt faster than they create money with which to pay that debt. And they're at the point now where they're just playing all these desperation games and all this fraud to not have to deal with that ugly reality. At some point, debt is going to have to just be written off. And the money junkies don't like that. They see that debt as sacrosanct, as holy as above question. We were hearing that from Christine Lagarde, who went out there and said it doesn't matter if most of Greece's debt was arrived at through the fraud and corruption of Papandreou. Debt is debt, and you will enslave yourself to it. It's a horrible, horrible situation here. Let's see, we've already talked about that. Federal Reserve is going to keep on cranking out the money. Here in the United States of America, of course, food insecurity is a growing problem. It's about to get worse as of Friday, when SNAP assistance gets cut and the first of the cuts to the food stamp program start to hit. 17.6 million American households are having trouble putting food on the table, the most basic necessity of life. 17.6 million American households. You think the United States is the greatest nation on earth? I don't think so. Not with numbers like that. Not with the numbers of people we have on food stamps and going hungry. Now, Duckworth and Saltz are out there saying that food stamp cuts for veterans are unacceptable and revolting, and I tend to agree because these veterans are veterans in service to this government and Wall Street, but I think food stamp cuts for any American are unacceptable and revolting. They want to balance the budget. Let's stop sending all that billions of dollars to Israel. They don't need it. Americans do. We'll be right back.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
What really happened? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in to Mike Sincero, Indiana Radio. Tired of the mainstream media lies. Listen to the Mike Sincero, open your eyes. Tune in to Mike Sincero, Indiana Radio.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And just as another indicator of how Congress, that grand benevolent asylum for the aged and infirm, are only focused on their immediate agendas, there is U.S. Representative Sam Johnson. He's a Republican from Texas, and he's trying to put a measure through that would end the IRS giving illegal immigrants tax credits for children who may not even live in the United States. But U.S. Senator Harry Reid will not allow the House-approved measure through the Senate. And Reid is saying the system is working just fine. Now, it's costing billions of dollars in lost revenue by giving illegal immigrants tax credits for children that don't even live in the United States of America. Now, I know where Reid is coming from. Being a Democrat, he sees all these illegal immigrants and their potential offspring coming to this country as future Democratic voters. And especially right now, with the Democrats having the albatross of Obamacare around their necks going into the midterms next year, I'm sure that's all they're thinking about. How do we instantly create Democratic voters? And again, going back to the Sebelius hearings, it was just amazing to hear all these questions coming from the Democrats trying to somehow frame this as the fault of the GOP. And what the GOP did was stand up and said, this thing has problems. And the GOP were right. It's got major problems. And now the Democrats are in a panic.
Yes, it's got problems, but it would have been worse if we did what the GOP wanted.
And they're desperate. They realize probably a lot of them are going to get their pink slips a year from now. Now, we talked about this before, where there is a bill in Congress right now to basically reform the debt, is its overt purpose. But what they're going to do is simply stop counting certain parts of the debt. And they're talking about not counting intergovernmental debt as the debt anymore. And the ramifications of this are alarming, because Medicare and Social Security currently have their trust funds in U.S. Treasuries. Remember, this started back in the Clinton administration, where in the 1980s, Social Security withholding had been raised to build up a cash surplus in anticipation of the retirement of the baby boomers. And Bill Clinton went into that Social Security trust fund, borrowed, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, say no more, that cash, replaced it with treasury bonds, and spent the money as general revenues. And that's where he got his magic federal government budget surplus, by literally looting the retirement money of the American workers. Now remember, that money does not belong to the federal government. It's your money placed in trust to that government for your retirement. And now the government cannot make good on those treasury bonds in Social Security or Medicare. And so what this bill is really setting things up to do is for the U.S. government to formally default on Medicare and Social Security without it affecting the official debt numbers, so that the financial services sector is not upset or traumatized. They're basically getting ready to default on you, the American people. And I warned you long ago, this is what was going to happen. U.S. government can't pay its bills. It's looking around for somebody to default on. Don't want to default on the Federal Reserve, can't annoy the bankers. Don't want to default on all those foreign lenders. That'll have ramifications, will affect our credit rating, but we can default on the American people and they can't do a thing about it. And here we are. What they're getting ready to do is default on Medicare and Social Security and say, we can't pay those treasury bonds. Just poof, and it's gone. They'll make $5 trillion disappear from the official debt number. But what they're getting ready to do is default on Social Security and Medicare in a way that will not threaten the financial system, because the financial system is far more important than the American people. We have to protect the banks. Banks are holy. Banks are sacrosanct. They are sacred. We cannot traumatize them. People are worth nothing compared to the banks in the eyes of the U.S. federal government here. Big scandal coming out of Tennessee, and it's actually getting some corporate media attention, regarding civil forfeiture highway shakedowns. Now, this is a problem all across the United States of America, among police departments, the crotch gropers at the airport. If they catch you with too much cash, they can simply take it on the suspicion that it might indicate drug dealing. And this has been a problem for a lot of years, and it's getting out of control. And they're talking about in Tennessee where just the cops are pulling over anybody on any suspicion. They'll search the vehicle, and if they find a stack of cash, they'll say, oh, you might be a drug dealer, and they take the cash. And in order to regain your property, you have to go to court and somehow prove that you came by that money legitimately and that you had a legitimate purpose for having that much cash with you.
It's having cash. You should be using your plastic. That's what law-abiding, loyal, patriotic Americans do, is use the plastic so the bank gets a piece of the action when you buy a newspaper or a cheeseburger. And police departments are resorting to this because they are also unfunded, defunded.
We've reached a stage in the history of the United States of America where the governments are literally pillaging the people. The high taxes are not enough, so we're going to go out and we're going to find other ways to take money from the people. We've seen the fines for traffic offenses here in Hawaii go up by 10 times. And there's no there are no resources for dealing with real crime because everybody's now on traffic detail. They're out there with their lasers and radar guns and saying, "Oh, we got one." Just completely, completely out of control. Now, we're continuing to see the ramifications of the FBI's misbehavior, to put it delicately, in the wake of the Boston bombing, which I and I know a lot of other people out there are convinced was another U.S. government false flag to sell this whole, oh, there's a terrorist threat out there which justifies our spying on you. And by the way, the NSA was doing all their data collection before the Boston bombing. Didn't seem to help stop that, did it, if you buy the official story? Now, we know about this one kid down in Florida that the FBI was interrogating and trying to get him to sign a confession that would have linked the Sarnia brothers to a drug-related murder in order to demonize them in the media so people would stop paying attention to all the strange questions about the Boston bombing, like how photos of the Tsarnaevs there in the area showed them wearing gray backpacks, and yet the supposed exploded bombs were all in black backpacks that looked virtually identical to those being worn by this strange group of black-suited individual men in their van that has never been adequately explained. Oh, they're drug killers. You don't need to look any further. They're obviously guilty type people. And now it's coming out, and there's a story over here in Blacklisted News, that along with the kid they shot in Florida, the FBI has been going out to anybody who knew the Tsarnia brothers and just arm-twisting them, trying to get anything they can use to demonize the Tsarnaevs, to sort promote the idea that they're guilty beyond any shadow of a doubt, even though there is no evidence that actually links them to the crime. And the evidence that's out there says they didn't do it. Gray backpacks, black backpacks. And this is what the FBI does. I know we've all been told by TV that the FBI are a swell bunch of Joes, and we've seen the FBI story and FBI Quinn Martin production and Silence of the Lambs that portray the FBI as a wonderful bunch of people interested in law enforcement. Go back and read the history of COINTELPRO. And you will see exactly what the FBI is really all about, enforcing the will of the government on the people. I ran head-to-head to them during that whole Vince Foster situation when I caught in their own records evidence they were manipulating and manufacturing testimony from the widow, Lisa Foster, regarding the gun found with her husband's body. And at that point, my career in Hollywood evaporated. Got to take a break from Phyllis Schlafly and commercials. We will be right back. Oh,